In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This night is always one where we can feel a little bit overwhelmed that Holy Week is here, and we hear about the bridegroom coming in the middle of the night. In the full cycle of the services, this is said every day that there's no feast day or special liturgical order. Every single day. In Mount Athos, every single day. They don't chant it the way that we do in this service, but in the middle of the night, before Orthros, they say, the behold, the bridegroom is coming in the middle of the night. Because really, at all times, we're supposed to be getting ready to meet the bridegroom. And I think that a number of the hymns really speak to the fear we have about running out of time. Because it makes it pretty clear that there is such a thing as too late. And we don't want to neglect the love of God, and then he comes as a surprise. We heard in the gospel reading this evening that the Lord cursed the fig tree, and immediately it was unable to bear fruit anymore. And we personalize that in the service, that we say to our souls that we shouldn't be like the fig tree, that the Lord will come and then instantly we won't be able to bear fruit anymore. And how is it that this bridegroom is at the same time the bridegroom gives his love and all of himself for us and profusely loves us? How would we at the same time say that this is something with him can be too late? I think we can all say that we don't feel ready. And so the thought of his coming, it will be a time where no one expects. But we do have to be working. And that's what he has emphasized to us in his parables and in his love for us to receive us at all places in our life. The son who was returning to his father's house was still at a distance when the father ran out to meet him. But he was on time because he was making his way home. If he's not making his way home, if we're not working, then we will experience the Lord's coming as running out of time, rather than a joyful plunge into eternity. The Lord's presence itself is both, as we say in the preparation for the Holy Communion, is fire which burns the unworthy. I think hell is mistakenly described as the absence of God, because we say that God is everywhere present. If I make my bed in hell, you are there, it says in the Psalms. Christ descended into Hades and didn't consider it beneath him to do that for us. But the presence of God, the very presence of God, is joy for those who are making their way to him, and torment to those who are not making their way. And when we search our conscience, we know that we are sinful, that we've committed sins that are voluntary and also involuntary. And one I remember when I was a student in seminary, I asked the teacher in the middle of the lesson, "Can you give an example of an involuntary sin?" And he immediately said to me, "When your wife wants you to pay attention to her, but you have to go and study." And I still remember that. And but it reminds me of our bridegroom, the one who when we ask for his attention, is always there, without sin and without the constraints of time and space, loving us wherever we are, even if we have made our bed in hell. He visits us there. He can visit us in the lowest of the low, and he will pull us up. This is the bridegroom. This is the bridegroom who comes in the middle of the night, not because he's out to get us, like I said the other day. This is the bridegroom who gave his whole life for us. Did you notice in the gospel where he talks to the people who are indignant of him? He says that they didn't believe John the Baptist, even though they publicly were trying to hide that. They said, "Well, if we answer this way, he's going to ask, why didn't you believe John the Baptist? And if we said it's from men, then everybody the crowd will be upset with us." And so they came up with the, "We don't know." And then Jesus just plainly said, "You didn't believe John the Baptist." And he also talked about how the history of how they had rejected all of those who were getting us ready to receive the Lord. And here was, this was something that was really amazing. He said that they kept killing the tenants that the master was sending. And then the very people that were going to do this to Christ, when Christ said, "How is he going to treat them for killing the Son?" He said that he will put those wretches to a miserable death. So it's almost like they were invoking this on them, their own selves. And Christ said, "Have you never heard the stone which the builders rejected has become the head of the corner?" So he's saying to these that are offended at him and to this group that kills him, "I am going to love you still." Amazing, this love of the bridegroom. And that's the love that we cannot neglect, so that we can, as I said, take the plunge into eternity to look for Christ and then meet him with joy. This way his appearance will not be saying to us, "Your time is out," but at the end of time, that the joy of eternity will begin. May we unite ourselves to Christ and be bearers of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, because this is not something that gets withered and dries up immediately, but something that is an overflowing and sign of life and the Lord's love, who gave himself for us, who comes to his voluntary passion, who leads us to the upper Jerusalem, which is not the earthly Jerusalem, but the bridal chamber, where we do have the bridal gown, we do have the vestment to get in. That's the the baptismal garment. And he will help us to preserve that through this, through confession and repentance. And as I said also, we are constantly working. Blessed is the servant that he finds watchful. If we're perfect, we're not working. And only God perfects us. Our good deeds, our sacraments, all of those things, these are ways to respond to the bridegroom who initiated the relationship to us. May we have a blessed Holy Week and glorify Christ our God, the bridegroom of the church, to whom belong all glory, honor, and worship, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever and into ages of ages. Amen.